Jesus is our all in all. He is our God with us. Jesus is our friend, our healer. And today we're going to be looking at how Jesus is our teacher. We continue looking at these facets of Jesus' life and ministry and what they mean for us to follow Jesus as his people. We've heard how Jesus is the God with us in the worst and most difficult moments in our lives. We have heard how Jesus is that friend who laughs and cries with us, but also knows us and sees in us the great potential, leading, encouraging us to be more than we could even believe. And Jesus heals us, body, mind, and soul. He's come to bring healing and wholeness to our whole lives. And in our scriptures today, reference to Jesus as the teacher that he is. Now, Jesus spent most of his time in the Gospels teaching. Although we don't necessarily hear what he always teaches, we hear that he teaches to great crowds, and we hear the great moments in that teaching. We hear things like the Sermon on the Mount. We hear his parables that he's teaching that are so meaningful and powerful. But we often bypass Jesus' teaching and Jesus as a teacher, and we see the things that are so flashy and bright about Jesus' life and ministry. We see Jesus as the divine miracle worker, doing things that we cannot do. And we'll explore some of that next week. We also think of Jesus as that Savior, bringing us life, eternal life, through his death and resurrection. But one of the most important things that Jesus does is teach. Now, to all of the teachers worshiping with us today, I apologize if I overgeneralize teachers here. I'm not a professional teacher myself, but I think there are two general categories of teachers that are so important. There are teachers who teach us knowledge and information in our lives. They teach us the things that we need to know. And then there are teachers that teach us to use that knowledge. There are teachers that help us to understand what we've learned and what we know and what that means. There are teachers that help us to think, to learn, and to do. And Jesus was one of those types of teachers. In his teachings, he didn't just teach knowledge of the scriptures in the past. Jesus taught in ways that said, if you know the stories, what does it mean in your life? Do you do what is meant by this knowledge that is here for you? Jesus is that teacher that helps us to think, to learn, and to do. Just like the teachers that I mentioned in the children's time. The teachers that helped me learn how I needed to learn as a child with dyslexia. That realized that as soon as I could understand how I could connect the information that others were teaching me and learn it in a way, then I could apply it and use it in my lives. In my life, not my lives. That those two were the kinds of teachers that Jesus really was. He was that teacher that did both of them. He taught knowledge because we hear in the Gospel of Luke how he was even as a young boy at 12 years old in the temple learning and teaching and speaking with all the high priests in the temple in Jerusalem. And he clearly had vast knowledge and understanding of the Hebrew scriptures and about who God was and is. But most of the things that we hear Jesus teaching, most of the ways that we see Jesus teach, is all encouraging his disciples and us to do, to think, to take the knowledge that we have and use it in practical ways. In fact, that's why in the Gospel of Matthew here, in the 13th chapter there, that we hear that there is difficulty in the people of his hometown accepting what Jesus was teaching. The scripture says they were all amazed because he taught with one with authority. Jesus didn't just say, this is what the scripture says. He would say, this is what you've heard the scripture say, and this is what it means to follow that scripture. Before and earlier in the gospel lesson there, he taught parables about the kingdom of God, and these were all parables that connected to the knowledge that people had, but also implied that if they weren't doing this, they weren't truly understanding what was happening. And people took offense to that, of what Jesus was teaching them. And that's why Jesus here says that the prophet is without honor in his home and wasn't able to do as many of the miracles and things that they'd had because they didn't want to see it. In Mark's gospel, in Luke's gospel, Jesus has the same experience when he teaches in Nazareth. But in that time, he comes and tells them that he came to bring sight to the blind, that the lame will walk, the dead will rise, and he's come to proclaim good news to the poor and release to the captives. And then he says to the people, this has been fulfilled. This is being fulfilled right now. And the people get upset because Jesus is implying that we have to do that. It was hard for the people of Jesus' time to hear his teaching about all that the stories that they had heard and knew about God, the promises that they thought God was going to fulfill in their lives. It was hard for them to hear that Jesus was teaching that they would be the fulfillment of that promise. Now, here's what that means. They heard the stories in the Old Testament, the prophecies of Isaiah and Micah and so many others saying that God would send a Messiah, that God would bring light to a time of darkness, that God would bring healing, that there would be a time of peace and that we would all be gathered on the mountain of the Lord. We would pound our swords into plowshares and we would all have our own olive tree and fig tree and we could sit under them in peace. These were promises being made that the descendants of Abraham would be more than the stars in the sky and that all people would be blessed. These are the promises that they heard and that they had learned their whole lives. And Jesus came and said, you know the promises, you know the stories, and they are being fulfilled right now in front of you, with you. Sometimes people would challenge Jesus when he would teach that. Experts in the knowledge of the promises of God would come and say, well, this and that, and well, I'm a descendant, direct descendant of Abraham, and they are not, so I'm part of this blessing. There was one time that a Pharisee said that to Jesus, and Jesus must have been frustrated because he said, I can make descendants of Abraham out of these stones. But unless you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you are not a child of Abraham. Jesus made it clear that it was how we used the knowledge of God, how we did what we knew was what was important. Perhaps the most famous example of that is when an expert came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And Jesus says, well, what do you know? What have you learned? And the man says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, you know the answer. You know it. And the man said, well, who's my neighbor? And Jesus gave the great, wonderful parable of the Good Samaritan. And afterwards, Jesus asked that same person, so who showed love to their neighbor? The man from Samaria, he answered. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. Go and do. Take what you know and do it. That's how Jesus taught. That's what Jesus was teaching us and showing us. Jesus was teaching us to be the fulfillment of the promises of God. Jesus was teaching us to be the agents of transformation and good news in the world, in whatever time or place we live in. No matter what we know or what we might not know about God, it doesn't matter. Jesus was teaching us that whatever we know, we need to act on, to do on, that we are the fulfillment of God's promises. It's very clear that Jesus was striving to teach us to do great things. Jesus didn't want us to think of God or himself as a superhero that swoops in and solves the problem and has the answer and then zooms off until we need him again. Jesus was coming like those superhero teachers to teach us how to learn, how to understand, and how to do, and how to solve the problem, and to be the answer, to be the good news. The passage we heard in the Gospel of John comes at a time when Jesus is giving some of his final instructions, his final teachings to his disciples. It takes place just before the Last Supper and his arrest and his death and his resurrection. And Jesus is teaching the disciples the last few things that they need to learn. And we hear in that that he's telling them that all the things that they have seen and heard and learned from Jesus, all the amazing great things that Jesus has done, Jesus says to them, you will do greater things. I've taught you to do greater things than these. And those words are spoken to us, for us, here thousands of years in the future. Jesus is still teaching us that we will do greater things than we ever thought possible. So yes, we do need, as followers of Jesus, we do need to know the stories. We do need to learn the parables that Jesus taught. We do need to learn the stories in the Old Testament of our Bible. We do need to learn about how we as people have struggled and our successes and our failures. We do need to know how God has always been there for us. We need to know those things, but we also need to realize that Jesus is teaching us to take those into act and to lead us into action. That if we don't act upon the things that we know about God's love and God's grace and God's power of transformation in our lives, the things that Jesus has taught us, and use them, we're not listening. We're not doing what we've been taught. That's why I've been talking about us taking practical action as a church, as a community, as a family of faith, wherever we are, that we have been taught all that we need to know by God, and we are being taught to take action, to make a real difference in a person's life, in our community's life, in our own lives, and in the whole world. That's why I've been talking about those three things. There's so many things in our world and in our community that we could work on to make a real difference, to be the agents of change, to be the good news, to be the fulfillment of the promises of God that Jesus was teaching us to be. That's why I've talked about medical debt. It's affecting all kinds of people in our community. And there's things that we could do to make a real powerful difference in that issue right here in our community. The same is true with the issues of poverty here in the Northwoods. It's real. Food insecurity here is a major issue. So is affordable housing. We've had people have to leave our church family and our community because they couldn't afford a place to live. and to carry on their life. They had to go and find a place to live that had more affordable housing. The issues of poverty and food security are real things that are affecting people. And there's stuff that we can do. We can figure out how to make a difference. God has shown us and taught us. And this year has shown us so powerfully and so blatantly that no matter the community that we live in, there are issues of racial injustice and inequality that need to be acknowledged and addressed. Now, I'm not saying that doing something practical in one of those three areas would be easy. I'm not saying that it will be simple or quick. I'm saying that it's what God has taught us to do, and we need to do that together as a church family, as a community of faith, to effect change, to bring hope and light, to fulfill the promises that God has made, that we have learned and have been taught to fulfill. Coming up next month, Sunday the 21st, I'm going to host a short webinar in the afternoon on Zoom, and we're going to explore a little bit more in depth those three issues, so that we can begin to, as a congregation, as a community of faith, to explore where is God leading us to be active in what God is already doing in one of those three issues as a church, and really begin to, as a community of faith, take action in one of those areas to effect transformation, to bring the good news of God to those who need it most, and to do what God has taught us to do. So brothers and sisters, today, let us give thanks for all of the wonderful teachers in our lives. Let us give thanks for all that Jesus has taught us, the stories of our faith, the parables that keep our minds moving, but also how he has taught us to do. Amen.